Authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir have relaxed curfew across rest of Jammu region after 6 days, but the restrictions on public gathering remain in force to maintain law and order. Jammu region erupted in violent protests against deadly attack on Indian paramilitary forces in Kashmir, killing tens of soldiers. Enraged by the killings, Hindu mobs in Jammu torched vehicles and attacked Kashmiri Muslims staying here, prompting the authorities to clamp curfew in the region. The anger against the Kashmiri Muslims has not remained confined to Jammu, but the fallout of the killings of Indian soldiers has triggered unprecedented wave of anti-Kashmir sentiment across India. At least 100 Kashmiri students have been booked and 24 expelled from colleges across India over quote anti-national social media posts. Kashmiri traders and migrants have also been attacked and harassed as a part of revenge Hindu extremist groups seek after the attack. In Jammu, Kashmiri Muslims have found shelter in Bathindi area where the local Grand Mosque Committee is offering food and shelter to thousands of distressed Kashmiris, including women and children, who have fled from different parts of Jammu and other states of India. Many Kashmiris leave back to their homes in the dead of night to evade mob attacks. People in Kashmir are accusing New Delhi of deliberately trying to disrupt peace and communal harmony for political ends.
Certain forces are trying to damage age-old communal harmony of the state. We are concerned over the smearing campaign launched by few fanatic groups, exposing the already perturbed people of Kashmir to greater risks. We urge governments of all states to ensure safety of people hailing from Kashmir.
Kashmiris cutting across political and ideological divide have held rallies and sit-ins in a show of solidarity with Kashmiris outside Kashmir. The Traders Association has also threatened to completely boycott trade with Jammu if the acts of violence against Kashmiris are not stopped.
We strongly condemn the attacks, harassment and intimidation of our student and business communities outside Kashmir. We warn the divisive and communal forces of dire consequences if they continue to resort to violence against innocent Kashmiris.
Despite the lifting of the curfew, tensions remain far from over in Jammu. Observers say if India and Pakistan want to live in peace, it is necessary for the neighbors to recognize the issue of Kashmir as a dispute and engage in a sustained dialogue to put an end to the years of violence and bloodshed in the region. Sadly Safi reporting for Press TV from Jammu region in Indian controlled Kashmir.